We are on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Itma Shema Raveide Rabba Omar Keshema Chinam Dami Rab Yosef Omar Keshema Socha Dami Rabba Omar Keshema Chinam Dami Rabba holds Hashem Raveide Zadina Vashema Chinam My hano kamotilei, because he doesn't derive any hano, doesn't derive any payment for his shmire, so he's a shem achinam. Rab Yosef omar kishem ersoch adami, vehi hano delei boi le meisve le rifte la anye havi kishem ersoch. He derives benefit from that what he's metapel with the aveda. Because in the time when he's metapel with the Aveda, so if he's approached by an Oni, he's potter to give the Oni tzedakah, because he's Oisek b'mitzvah of the tipple with the Aveda, and Oisek b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. So the tipple in the Aveda brings about that he should have a revach moment that he's potter to give tzedakah to another man. So memeila, that alone is a schar that gives him a din, havi kishay mersocha. Ikedem mefarshi hochi, others say a different pshat, av Yosef omar kishay mersocha domi, kiven derachmone shibdei bal kolchei, since the Torah was Meshabbatim Bal Kolchai Ilkech Kishomer Socha Domi. Now we have to understand what is this Ike de Meforshi. Since the Torah said he had to be a Shomer, Ilkech Kishomer Socha Domi. So there's a Mirdik Pshat Ner Semeach and Ilkech Schiris. Ner Semeach and Ilkech Schiris says as follows. There's a yisoidistic achilik between Hashem Achinam and Hashem Ersocha. The chiyuv of Hashem Achinam is, it's mutal olav la'anichoy b'mokim ha'mishtamar b'suloy. That means there's no shibudim al gufoy shal Hashem. He has to put it away in a mokim mishuma. But there's no chiyuv on Hashem Achinam to be metapel with the pikotin. Hashem Ersocher is mechuyev tzorech lemeisev bado. He has to be with it ulemintera yoimam v'layla, and to watch it. We learn out from Yaakov Avinu, Ayisa b'yoim achalani chayre v'kerech baloyla. This achiyuv on the guf Hashemer to watch the pekodin. Hashemer aveide. It's not sufficient that he found an aveda, he puts it in the mokim mishumel. We see it's mutal olav letapel ba'aveda. For example, if he found a behemoth that's eina oise ve'yecheles, that means that it eats and it doesn't do any work, so it's not self-supporting. So he's mechuyev, so it'll leave things Kaviyasa, so the behemoth will be eating by him. The behemoth is not covering the Heitzah Sachila. So when the Baal HaAveda comes, he'll give him a bill, so he won't gain anything from the Shavas HaAveda, because he'll have to pay for all that the behemoth had eaten, and he'll have to pay for it. So therefore, there's a chiyuv on the Moitzi Aveda to sell it. So that's his mechuyev to be metapel with the Aveda. Number one. Number two, if he found a beged, he's mechuyev to spread out the beged, to be menayer the beged. He found svarim, he's mechuyev to be goyel of the svarim. So the Semeach says that's pshat in the second lashon. Since we see kimin the rachmone shibdei balkoch, he's mechuyev to be metapel. He's mechuyev to be metapel with the Aveda. So you see, he's not Hashem Achinam. Hashem Achinam, there's no chiyuv of tipple. אשר מכין מיון יסתפות לנמות עם משומה, אשר מוסח הרז ניס חיובים, יזמחו יתבי מטאפו ותפיקודן. So if we see the Torah was מטל חיובים על השם הרבידה, so we see as a din of השם מוסחה. So male, it's not necessary if he's getting paid or not. From the halachis that the Torah put on him, given the ship day that he's mishubit to be metapol, so you see the Torah gave him a din of Hashem Socha. Hashem Machinim does not have any chiyubay tipol, only a chiyub lanichay b'mokim mishuma. That's how the Asamayach says pshat in the Ikadim of Porshin. Let us see what Rashi says. Shemar Aveide, Hichnis Aveides Chaveiroi Lebeisoi, Now, what is Rashi telling us over here? Rashi Grad in Bab Metzia says, Shemotza Aveda Vehichnisa. Kedersi Vasavtoi El Toich Beisecha. So, by Emerson, my son, Chedushi Rabbi Yalei, he brings a machlekes, the Ktsois, and Rei Sadik Aleph, and Rab Chaim. But he brings down Rab Chaim and Bob Metzien. Does a Shemar Aveda have to make a Maise Kinyan in order to be Mechuyev Chiyuvei Shmire? That means, as Tamazai a Shemar, it's not chal on him chiyuve shmire unless he makes a maise kinyan. The Ktsois holds that a shemer aveda has to make a maise kinyan, and the Ktsois brings in the makeres from this posik ba'asavta yotech beisecho, which is either a kinyan meshiche or a kinyan chotzer, and this kinyan obligates the shemer to have chiyuve shmire. Without a maise kinyan, he's not mechuyev there's no chiyuv eishamrim on him. That's what the Ktoi says. The Ktoi says, amoyre dikyanav kemine. What'll be, but in Hilche Shamrim it's brought down that, let's say one gives a shema, a kli, that's silver plated. But really it's a gold keli. But he didn't tell the shema that this is a gold keli. He tells them that he sees a silver keli, he sees it silver plated. So lemaisa, the shema was only makabo shmira on what he saw. He's makabo shmira on a silver keli. Whatever a silver keli could work, that's his makabo shmira. He never was makabo shmira on a golden keli. He wasn't aware that it's a golden keli. So you need the das ha-shema to be Mekabel, you need the das ha-shomer that is mekabel shmir on what he sees. So the Ktsoi says, ha-shomer aveda is also the same thing. If you'll find a silver plated keli, which is really gold, since you need his kabbalah shmira, he was only mekabel shmir, making a ma'ase kinyan. Okay, there's a mitzvah could be. There's a mitzvah, v'asavtei al toich beisecho, the Torah says you should bring it in. You should be mekabel shmira. Ain't a chanami. But he's only mekabel shmira on what he sees. He sees a silver keli. He's mekabel shmira on a silver keli. Rab Chaim says, Rab Chaim brings the raya from the second lashon of the Gemara, Rachmona Shivdei Bal Kochei, here by Hashem HaRaveide, you don't need a kabbalah shmira. He brings the right from the second lashon, Rachmona Shivdei Bal Kochei. The Torah made him a Shema Bal Kochei without his Kabbalah Shmira. So according to Rab Chaim, so Lemaise, if it's a golden keli, I feel like he was unaware that it was a golden keli, but Rachmona Shivdei Bal Kochei. The Ritas lashon of Rashi would seem like the Ktsois. The Loiboy Lemaise of Riftelanya, why doesn't he have to give a pass to an oni? The oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, v'velechtach abaderech, nafkelon b'mesech esuke, leches didoch, lechtacho, he's only chayiv in mitzvahs if it's leches didoch, but if it's a leches mitzvah, so then he's potem in a mitzvah. Let's go further in the Gemara. Eisvei, Rav Yosef l'rabbe. we learned Hechzira Lamakim Sheyerena. If the Shemer Aveda returned the Aveda Lamakim Sheyerena, that the Bailem is capable of seeing the Aveda. Is Einei Chayiv L'Tapobo. So that's called, he was Makayim Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. He put it in a place that the Bailem can see that Aveda was returned. So he's Einei Chayiv L'Tapobo. He was Makayim Mitzvah Hashavas. There's no more Chiyuvim on him. Nigneva Oy Avdo Chayiv Bachiyuso. So by Emerson, these two bovis, one is Sois of the other. The Reishit says, Echzir lamakim sheyerena, ein echayv letapobo. He's finished. He's not chayv letapobo anymore. The Sefer says, nignevoy ovdo chay bachiyusa. He's responsible. So my nignevoy ovdo, so Rabbi Yosef lem shat, lav nignevo mi beisai va ovdo mi beisai. So forget that shot, and that shot in the Baraisa. That if he returned it, so it's returned already. Ain't a chayv l'tapobo. What if as yet he hadn't returned it, and it was nignav oy nevat mitoich beisoy? So then he's chayv b'chiyuso. This is before the Hashavah. And it was nignav, so he's chayv b'chiyuso. So you see klal that Hashem Aveda is chayv by nignav oy ovdo. So it's a chayv to Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara says, loy, Mimokim Sheikh Zira. If it was stolen from the Shemer's house, he's taken potter, Rabbi answers. Because a Shemer Aveda is a Shemer Chinom, he's potter Gneva Aveda. It's speaking about that it was stolen from the place that he returned it to. Like the Gemara, how could you say such a thing? Voktoni Eini Chayim Letapobo. It says, as long as Zira Lamokim Shireno, there's no chiyuv tipul. Amalei hoche b'may eskinam kegoin sheich zira batzorayim. It's speaking about that when he returned it, it was batzorayim. Utau tiktoni. So, the second case is speaking about chzira batzorayim. We're talking about two different cases. Vachiktoni. Chzira shachis lamokim shirenom. If he returned it in the morning, and he put it in a place that normally the Baal Aveda will see it, the Shchiyach da'ayil v'nofik v'chozilo einichayv letapobo. That means usually in the morning, the Baal Aveda is home. So Memele, if it was returned there, he'll recognize and he'll see that the Aveda was returned. So he was Mekayim Mitzvah Hashav einichayv letapobo. The Sefer speaking about Hechzira Batzorayim, Lamakim Shireno, but what happens if he returned it Batzorayim? Now, Tzorayim is Azman, but usually the Bailim were not home. The Bailim were in the Sodis, they were working. So he returned it, Lamakim Shireno, he could see it if he'd be around. But the Loi Shchiyach Da'ayil V'Nofik, the Loi Chazilo. So it was returned without the knowledge of the Bailim. And if it was returned without the knowledge of the Bailim, so the Bailim has no way of knowing that it's there and no way of making sure that it shouldn't get stolen or get lost. Yischayev b'chiyuso. So then Yischayev b'chiyuso. Before we see Rashi, let us see Tosfos. Loi mimokim sheherzira. It was stolen from the place we returned it to. Afilu sheimachinam chayiv the poisheyo. He's a poisheya. That's what Rabbi's Peretz was. He brought it back to the Bailim. The Bailim is not home. The Bailim is unaware that it was returned. So whatever happens with it in such a matzev, if it's stolen or lost, it's mitzad pshiyus hashayma. He's called a poisheya. That is why the Shemer is Chayiv was Nigdav on Evdo, because the Gnev and the Aved occurred by Yedev Shias Hashem. Now let us see Rashi. Ichzir ol Aveda, למוקים שירנו בילאו, is shema na rashi says shema chinam pota migneva vaveide shema socha chayev beperik hashoyl. I'd like to say a word here on this rashi. He says rashi is and dafnun zayna medalev. Rashi tells us bekiyas. That means rashi is telling us pshat in the kasha of Rabbi Yosef. It says, Nigneva oy avdo, my love Nigneva mi beisoy. So we see that he's a shema socha. So Rashi says, how do you see he's a shema socha? So Rashi says, if you learn a perik ha-shoyl, you'll see that a shema chinam is potan gneva vaveide, shema socha is chayv gneva vaveide. So Mela, that's the basis of Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Here it says he's chayv gneva vaveide, you see he's a shema socha. But lechayre and dafnun vava mit beis, we had a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Is he a shemachinim? Is he a shemasocha? So weist ois and dafnun vava mit beis. I don't have to know this gemara nashel. This I have to know to understand Rabbi Yosef's kasha and dafnun zayna medalev. And here's the kasha yechayv and gneva vaveido. Oh, you see, he's a shemasocha. But and dafnun vava mit beis, we had a machlekes. Is he a shemachinim? Is he a shemasocha? I don't have to know this nafkamina. For all practical purposes, could be Hashem Machinim is also Chayv and Gneva Vaveide. So what's the nafkamina? How do I learn Dafnun Vava Medbeis? Dafnun Vava Medbeis, is he Hashem Machinim? Is he Hashem Osocha? And it seems it's not necessary for me to know that Hashem Machinim is Potter and Gneva Vaveide. So I thought the way the Sameach said, it's gebaldi good. The Sameach said is another nafkamina between Hashem Echinim and Hashem Esocha. Hashem Echinim is mechuyev to put in namokim mishuma, that's all. Hashem Esocha, there's a shimud aguf to be metapel with the pekodim. So, and afnun vavam at base, that's all what I have to know. I have to know these halachas. If he's chayv agneva veda, potv agneva veda is irrelevant. I don't have to know this and afnun vavam at base. Could be Hashem Echinim is also chayv agneva veda. You have to make such a shmire, put in mishuma that it shouldn't be stolen. But al kaponim, and dafnun vava mit beis, I only have to know what the Sameach says. That Hashem al socha is mechuyiv to be metapel, Hashem al chinim is mechuyiv to put in amokim mishuma. The chiyuvi tashlumim, if it got lost, it's not negayah to know and dafnun vava mit beis. So that's why Rashi and dafnun vava mit beis was not megalot to us the Gemara in Hashoyel that says Hashem Achinim is potter from Gneiva Vaveide. When it comes to Dafnun Zayin, and Rav Yosef Estakash and Rabbit says, Nignevo Chayiv, Rashi says, oh, now you have to know the Gemara in Hashoyel that Hashem Achinim is potter from Gneiva Vaveide. Shachis, Shriach Inshi Bebeise. In the morning it's Shriach that a person is home, Avo Botzorayim, Motzei b'melachtei basode. He's not home. Zok the Gemara weiter. Eisvei lo'olam hu chayiv ad sheyachzirenu l'rishusoy. He's always chayiv ad sheyachzirenu l'rishusoy shel bailam till he brings it back to the rishus of the bailam. My lo'olam, what does the lo'olam come to be marbi? He's always chayiv lav afilu mi beisoy. Afilu it was taken away mi beisoy, was stolen from beisoy. He's chayiv till it was returned to the bailam. Afilu mi beisoy. Shma mino ki shem el socha domi. So he sees a shem el socha, lo ilo mukhaev, ad shef senu le beiser. O malei, so he told him, meidine loch bebalei chayim. The kiven de noctilu nigre, ba yosa boi ne teruse yeserta. So he answered him, the sefer is speaking about behemoths. Speaking about an aveda of a behemoth, the behemoth already got misragel to, you see, was nevad already, got misragel lotzeis lachutz. So memele, in order he should not be considered a peshaya, he has to make a shmire to make sure that the behemoth will not be nevad again, or we'll see in Tosfos, will not be stolen again. So memele, and if not, he's called a peshaya. So that is what Rabbi answered. By a behemoth that became this ragel, lotzeis lechutz, so there, if he does not ensure that this should not continue again, he's considered a peshaya. So if it's nevat, he's a peshaya. So I'll shame achinam, he's chay. What does Rashi say? Achifrenu leshusay shel baila. May lo ilom, lav afilu hinicha moitzei bebeisoy. He left it in his house, that's lo ilom. Uktoni chayiv. He's chayiv. If it wasn't returned, even though it was stolen from his house or never from his house. So Rabbi answered, Medina locha ba'aveides ba'alei chayim, lechayiv ha'moitzi b'gneiva ba'aveide. A ba'al chayde became nevad, so he's chayiv b'gneiva ba'aveide, v'lav mishum schar mitzvah, not he's chayiv mishum neiva ba'aveide because he's a shema socha, ala mishum d'gneiva ba'aveide ditu p'shiyusahi. Because an animal that was nisragel to go outside, so their gneva vaveda is a pshia. So that's why he's chayiv, to was stolen and never me base out pshia. The kivin the nokte nagri bar yosa, kivin shero, he saw shemelu modai saying lotzeis, got lost already. So we see this behema is melumet to leave the Rishus Bailim and go on the journey by itself. Is boy nitiruse yeserto. By a behemoth that was once lost. So Hashem Achinam is mechuyev to see that it should not get lost again. Mitzat pshia. And if he doesn't do it, he's a pshia. Aber Hashem Rabeide de metaltali. Potom migneva vaveide. He's potom migneva vaveide. Nagri psiais. Let us see Tosfos. La'olam hu chayiv ad sheyachzirena. Ha sefer de baraisa de lel, but the sefer de bab metziyah. This is the sefer of the previous baraisa. La'chidayk min ha'shaper de chayiv b'gneve ba'aveide kama. And he's chayiv b'gneve ba'aveide. La'olam hu chayiv. Tu nignevoy avdo. He's also chaybachik zereno l'shusay. Malay meidina l'cha bebalei chay. The kivin de noctilu nagir b'yoso some emela bal chay, if he will not take care of it properly, it will be easily lost. Now the shayla is, why is he chayv an gneve? Bishloim, if it got lost, so we can understand the Siba why he's chayiv. This behemah is rogel to get lost. So Mamela, he has to take extra precaution to make sure it shouldn't get lost. If he doesn't do this, he's a pesheya. But if it was stolen, why is he chayiv? What does the regilis to get lost? Why is this a pshia legabi gneve? So this Tosfos says two mahalach. Uchigoyin shenignevo ba'oiso inyin shenagri b'riyasa gomolo lihigonev. So Tosfos says, and Rashi also seemed to learn like that. Rashi says, the gneva v'aveda didub shiusei, the gneva is also up shiye. And that shot the gneva was because of its nagri b'riyasa. So since the Gemara was machadish now that by a behemoth, because of this regilis, gneva vaveda could also be a pshia, so l'chayre, the first kasha is not shver. The first kasha says, nikdevoy ovdo, the Gemara understood it means mi beisoy, he's chayev. Так is chayev. Just like we said now, is chayev, and speaking about a behemoth. Shenagri b'riyosa gomolo. So Taisvi says, le'elo yaseh kadai tehai shenuya. Before the Gemara was not masik adaitai this teretz, that nagri b'riyosa is a sibe, that if it got stolen or lost, is chayev, because this is a pshia mitzad v'shem. The hashta, now we could say the teretz and the reish of the barais. Hashta motzel meime, the nignevo oisha of the delel mi beise, comma. It is speaking about it was mi beise. Afal pikein, even though it's only a shemachinem is chayev, because even though he's a shemachina mischai, because it's a pshiyev, he did not take care of it. Inami, now Tosis wants to say a different mahalach, ach seifa aveide dafke koi. That we're speaking about if it got lost, this is a sibe, since it's nigri b'riyoso, that it became this rago to get lost, so he has to watch it shouldn't get lost, so lagabi getting lost is a pesheya. Avalini gneve potter. Shein goimrim lo ligonev. That if a ganev came in and stole it, so the nigri b'riyosa is not a sibe why this occurred. So that what it says, lo oilam ul chayiv means he's chayiv if was never, but he's not chayiv if was nigna. Because the nigri b'riyosa is not a sibe that was mesav of the gneve. Shem goyme lo ligonet. Mishum hochi. So according to this, bereishe diktoni bad yenigne vele emotze lishne yehochi. Now it's very good why the Gemara did not say this teretz that it was nignev mi beisoy. Because nignev mi beisoy, afilo by a behemi, we are potter, he's potter. Because if he's a shemachinim, he's potter from gneve. Nigri b'riyoso is not a sibe to be mechayefim. Eisvei Rabbe le Rabbi Yosef. Now we're going to have a kasha that Rabbe asked to Rabbi Yosef. Hoshek. It says by Ashavas Aveda, Hoshev Teshivim, a kefaloshen. Ein li elo le beisai. So it said, Hoshev is coming to tell us that he has to return it, he has to make Ashavim Alye le beisai. How do I know liginosoi ulchilbosoi minai? How do I know if he did not return the lebeisai? He turned the liginosoi ulchilbosoi tamuloymel teshivim mikol moket. So I have a ribui that even though it wasn't hashava lebeisai, he's also chay. My liginosoi ulchilbosoi. What does liginosoi ulchilbosoi mean? Ilay maliginosei hamishtameres, ulchobosei mishtameres, hainu beisoi. So why do you need a new ribui that you can return a liginosei if it's mishtamer? So it's the same like beisoi. What's the chilek? Elopshite, liginosei she'eino mishtameres, ulchobosei she'eino mishtameres. And that's the teshivim. It's coming to tell us that even though it's not shamu, even though it's not shamu, and we'll see, it means it's not, it doesn't have a shmira meula. It only has a shmira of baruach metzuye, that means a shmira prusa, which Hashem achinam is only mechuyiv to make a shmira prusa. That's sufficient. So from the teshivim, we learn out that a shmira pruse is also sufficient. So you see, klo is a shem mechinam. Because a shem mechinam is only mechuyiv to make a shmira pruse. Shma minok is shem mechinam domi. So this is the kasha that Rabbi asks on Rabbi Yosef, because the teshivim mistome is being marbe a shmira, the teshivim is being marbe a shmira pruse. Shma minoki shem achinam domi. Om alay. So Rabbi Yosef said no. Lo oilam laginose mishtameres. Uchu boso ya mishtameres. No, no, no. Speaking about Eretz Amokim Mishuma. Nare Shmire Pruse. Ay, if it's not a Shmire Pruse, it's a Shmire Meula, so why do I need a separate ribuy? What's the chilek beisoy, ginosoy? Udika kashelo chayno beisoy. Okay, mashmelon, deloy boinon, das bailim. That's the chiddush. Beisoy, normally, the bailim are aware that it was returned. Ginosoy, vichubosoy, the bailim are not aware. And the chiddush is that you don't need das bailim, kid rabbeloso. The omar rabbeloso, hakel tzrichim das bailim. Chutz me ha-shoves ha-veidish, ribsa boi teure, ha-shoves harbe. Now let us see Rashi. Hoshei ha-shove mal yoso mashme. Leginose chubose minayim, disagile le moitze. The one who found it, it's sufficient ba-shavosoi, leginoson de bailem, to return it to the gin of the bailem. Yeah, so the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about Gnose Amishtameres. The Chiddush is that you don't need Das Baila. What's the Chiddush? Hakel Tzrichen Das Baila. Goynev the Goyzel. Oy Echod Miabo Shoimren. Sher Ziroi Tzorech Lohoidiyoi Le Baila. He has to be Meidiyah the Baila. Vim Loi Hoidiyoi. Chayev amachse ba'achiyusam. If he wasn't Meidiyah, chayev amachse ba'achiyusam. We'll explain soon, but in Chiddush Rabbah Yolev, he says pshat in this Rashi, that Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying that there are six people that not mekayim the chiyuv hashove without das bailim. Dalut shomrim, and naganav and nagazlim. So they have to be meidiyah the bailim. Now, this is a din in hilchis shomrim, or in hilchis gazlonim and ganovim, that it is not considered a hashove. It is not considered a hashove. His chiyuv hashove is mechayiv him to inform the bailim that it was returned. And here we have a shomer aveide, which is also a shomer, and this shomer is not mechuyiv to inform the bailim that it was returned. So this is mishum lesed the chiyuv hashomrim. That means even though all dalet shomrim, even though all Dalet Shomim Ashay Mechinam is Mechuyiv to inform the Bailam when he returns it, I'm returning it. Ashay Meraveide is not Mechuyiv to inform the Bailam. That is Pshat in this Ribuy, and we'll see clear in Tosfos exactly what the Chiddush of Rabbah Yolev is. Let us see Tosfos. Ela Leginosoi She'eina Mishtameres. Perish she'ene mishtameres ele beruach metzuye. As this rabbi learned pshat in the Baraisa, that it's not mishtameres only through a ruach metzuye, it's only shomo from a ruach metzuye. Vishma minok ishe mechinam domi dekolso shmirosa. So he sees a shem mechinam, and that's all what a shem mechinam has to do, to make sure that it's there's a shmira pruse. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Yosef answered no. It's speaking about there's a shmira meula, but the chiddush is, but the chiyev of that you need das bailim. That's the chiddush of the shivim that you don't need das bailim. Now let us go to Tosfos and Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Bahi ano dlekaboy lemeisev rifte laanya. Rabbi Yosef said he's a shomer socha because he does not have to give a pass to an oni. Why doesn't he have to give a pass to an oni? Mishum da oisik be mitzvah, since he's oisik be mitzvah, so that patels him from mitzvah tzedakah. The Atosva says, this p'tul is v'davke b'sho shemis asik bo. He's potter only when he's oisik in the aveide. Kegoin shaitcho letzoilcho. He's spreading it out. The beged has to be spread out. It has to be aired out. Oy mishum eisik or an eisik acher. That would have been oy shum eisik acher. There are different tipulim that a shomer aveide has to do with the aveide. He found the sefer. He has to be goyel the sefer. He has to be machal the behemah. There's different tipulim what a shomer has to do. Shetzorech lo laveide. So when he's in the midst of doing this, and an oni will knock on the door, he's not mechuyev to answer him. He's not mechuyev to give tzedakah. So memele, he's a penny saved is a penny earned. So that is why he becomes a shomer sochel, because he is being malviach the made tzedakah when he's oisik, he's metapol betzolchei aveid. Avo, but Tosfos says bishvil shaaveida bebeisai. But in the times that he's not being metapol with the aveid, no, the aveid is bebeisai. Lo yifta milameisav rifte laanye. Then he won't be potter to give pass to an oni, even sheyochel lekayim shteyem. Because then he could do both. That means he could have the aveda in his house. And that is no stira to giving an oni tzedoke. So then take, he'll take bichayev to give the oni tzedoke. Kidemuchach besuked leinavkelon mikro doisik bemitzve potem in a mitzve eladavke heiche sheni yochel lekayim shteyem. The whole p'tur is, he's involved in one mitzvah. And this involvement prevents him from doing a second mitzvah. So the chiddush is, you're not mechuyev to stop doing the first mitzvah and do the second mitzvah. You continue doing the first mitzvah. But that is davke, if this involvement in the first mitzvah is preventing him to do the second mitzvah. So then the din is he's potter from the second mitzvah. But if the kiyum of the first mitzvah does not at all prevent him from doing a second mitzvah, so then he's mechuyev to do the second mitzvah. Usvaru, so Taisa says it's a svaru. To otu adam sheyesh loitfilin b'roishoi v'tzitzis bebigdoi u'mezuze bepisroi potem in a mitzvah. Is he potem in a mitzvah? He's wearing tzitzis. So a person that wears tzitzis is potem to give tzedakah. And a raman comes over to him and then asks him for tzedakah. He says, I'm sorry, I'm wearing tzitzis. That's no p'tur. So Taisvis proves from this that the only time there's a p'tur of Eisik b'mitzvah is davke if the Eisik in the first mitzvah is preventing him to do the second mitzvah. He can't do the second mitzvah. Kozman is doing the first mitzvah. So then the lochis continue doing the first mitzvah. That is how Tosfos learns pshat. So memele, that what Rabbi Yosef says is potter, lemeisev rifte la'anya means in the times when he's Isaac in the Tzolchei Aveide, then he's potter. So he was Maviach in this manim money. The Goyin Seichen Tzu Agos Oshri in Aran in Tzuke. The Aran in Tzuke says Isaac b'mitzvah potter afshe yochel l'kayim shneim. He's chay l'kantoistis. Lav davke that the first mitzvah is preventing him from doing the second mitzvah. Aye, what do we do with Tosfos Kashya? So the Ran says, the oisik omrinen veloy mikayem mitzvah. Amir de kezach. The Ran says, the ptur is oisik be mitzvah. I'm involved in a mitzvah. This involvement patters me to do a second mitzvah, even though I could do the second mitzvah with this involvement. But I'm involved in a mitzvah, I'm oisik. I'm wearing tzitzis, that's not called I'm being oisik be mitzvah. Verkehrt, the Ran says, amir de kezach. The Ran says, if a person is in the midst of being misataif be tzitzis, or is in the midst of lahoniach tefillin, and then another man comes, then he says, then he's potter to give him. Because now he's oisik be mitzvah tefillin. I'm in the middle of putting on tefillin now. So, I'm in the middle of putting on tefillin, another man comes, I'm sorry. Then he's takeh potter. Even though, it's efshel lekayim shteyim. But then he says another thing also. He says, but afilu if a person is oisik be mitzvah, but there's no tirche to do the second mitzvah, that means if it involves a tirche to do the second mitzvah, and he's oisik in the first mitzvah, then there's a din of oisik be mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. But if it doesn't involve any tirche whatsoever, then there's no ptur. Therefore, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, that the Gemara says, Chosen v'sheshvina pturim min asukkah kol shibe. Let's speak about the sheshvinim. Those who come to be mesameich the chosen, they're potter from sukkah. So the Gemara says, why are they potter from sukkah? Let's make the chuppah in the sukkah. I'm like the Sheva Brochus in the Sukkah. That's the Gemara Zakashe. So that's not so why can it be in the Sukkah? That means if one is not in any way a stira to the other, it doesn't involve any tilche to do the other, then a fellow oisik be mitzvah is also chayiv in a second mitzvah. But if it involves a tirche, even though in Yisod it's possible to do both, then here we have the machlokes, the Ran and Tosfos. The Ran holds your potter, and Tosfos holds your chayiv, if it's possible to do both. The Beperik ain't by number. The Tesh brings another raya that the din of Oisik b'mitzvah is only by Yevshel Lekayim Shtayim. Because the Beperik ain't by number, the Omam, the Pruta de Rav Yosef loy Shchiach. It's not Shchiach that, I mean, it's very rare that the Oraman is coming to this person, Bishas, he's in the midst of being Sheteach the Beged. So Mamela, that means this pula of Shticha, let's say, takes 5 minutes, and it should be Mechuvin that in these 5 minutes the Araman came, and now he was Mavir, doesn't it, to give the Araman a Pruta? So, the Gemara says, Pruta de Rav Yosef lo Shriach. The E Potras, like, if you'll say, that he's potter calls man shaveda bebeisoin. If you'll say, not the way I said, you'll say that calls man shaveda bebeisoin is also potter. Tosfos had two alternatives. Tosfos held either, even though you could do it, you're also potter. So then calls man, Tosfos did not hold like the Ran. So Tosfos held that the criteria is, if I could do both mitzvahs, I'm a chayiv to do it. If I can't do both mitzvahs, then I'm potter. So he says, if you won't say like this, and you'll say, well, I could do it, I'm also potter. The potter say, calls ma, shavei de bebei, so shriach or shriach. So how could you say that this is a milsad de loy shriach? It's very shriach. He found an abeda. The abeda is by him by for 4 months, and how many aniyim come to his house? And he has a sign up the door, closed for business, because I have an aved in the house. So you see, klo, if the gemara calls a loishchiach, so we see there's only certain zmanim when he's being oisik. Only certain zmanim when he's being oisik in the tipple of the aved, then he's potter. That's Taisvishayim.